This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the last session, we covered a bit about the one who breaks his fast out of forgetfulness. And the Shaykh spoke about specifically the one who has sexual relations and, you know, what is upon him if he does that forgetfully. And so the majority of the scholars have mentioned that the one who does that forgetfully, he has to make up for the day along with paying the kafara. Whereas Ibn Taymiyyah said that this is not correct, but rather such a person only has to pay the kafara and he does not have to make up for that day. Because he did it out of forgetfulness, and we are not held accountable for what we do out of forgetfulness. And then he mentioned some other issues that we covered last week. He mentioned issues pertaining to Hajj and the things that we're not supposed to do in a state of ihram, and how there is a penalty for the one who does that. So what led him to that discussion was the discussion concerning the one who has sexual relations in Ramadan and how there is a penalty for that. And so we go on to after the Shaykh, he goes on this tangent, he comes back to talk about fasting. And so he says that the one who is fasting and he eats or drinks or has sexual relations out of forgetfulness or by mistake. Out of forgetfulness or by mistake, he says there is no qadha for such a person. He does not have to make up for that day. So here we have two things that he mentions. The one who breaks his fast through one of the things that are unanimously agreed upon, that these things break the fast: eating, drinking, or sexual intercourse. He mentioned two kinds of people. One who does so out of forgetfulness, he forgot that he was fasting, and the other one who does that by mistake. And he's going to talk about, you know, scenarios of how a person can do that by mistake and how that is different than forgetfulness. We're going to talk about that, but let's just focus on what the Shaykh is talking about here right now. And so the Shaykh mentions that the scholars actually differed. So Ibn Taymiyyah, he's saying that this is the view that he holds, that the one who breaks his fast out of forgetfulness and by mistake, he does not have to make up for that day. There is no kafara for him either, except in the case of sexual relations. But then he mentions other opinions. So he mentions that Abu Hanifa was of the view that that there's a difference between the one who forgets and the one who makes a mistake. And he mentions the hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man akala aw shariba nasiyan falyutimma sawmahu fa innama at'amahu Allah wa saqah." That the one who eats or drinks, obviously out of forgetfulness, then let him to continue his fast, for it was Allah who gave him to eat or to drink. And so he says other scholars made a difference between the one who forgets and the one who does it by mistake. So they said that the one who breaks his fast out of forgetfulness, his fast is not broken. His fast is still valid, based on this hadith. Based on this hadith that we just mentioned, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever eats or drinks, let him continue his fast, for it was Allah who gave him to eat or to drink." So this hadith is explicit. There is no question about that, that the one who forgets, his fast is valid, and he does not have to make up for that day. But these scholars, they said, yes, we agree with that, but with regards to the one who breaks his fast out of mistake, then he has to make up for that day. He has to make up for that day. And Ibn Taymiyyah says this is the view of Abu Hanifa and Imam Shafi'i and Imam Ahmed Ibn Hanbal. And so he mentions their justification for this. Why did they make a difference? Why did they differentiate between the one who breaks their fast out of forgetfulness and the one who breaks their fast as a result of a mistake on their end? So he says the reason for this is they said that the one who eats or drinks forgetfully, this is not something that was in their hands. They did not do it intentionally. Whereas the one who eats or drinks by mistake, then he could have avoided that. And so here we come to what exactly is the Shaykh talking about when he says that someone breaks their fast by mistake. Basically, this is where a person, he knows he's eating, he's drinking, and that he's fasting. So it's not out of forgetfulness. But it's a time, the time is coming for Maghrib. And he thinks it is Maghrib. He thinks the Adhan has gone, the time of Maghrib has entered, and so he eats, he breaks his fast. And then he realizes afterwards that no, the time for Maghrib had not entered. He broke his fast early. So this is what the Shaykh is referring to when he's talking about here, the one who breaks his fast by mistake. And this is why there's a difference between the two. The difference between breaking your fast out of forgetfulness and breaking your fast by mistake. So he's now presenting the arguments of those scholars who are the majority, who say that the one who breaks their fast out of forgetfulness, there's nothing upon him. He just continues his fast. He doesn't have to make up for that day. But they said the one who breaks their fast by mistake, such as in this scenario, where they ate thinking that it is a time to break the fast, but then they realize that no, they actually ate before the time. So it was a mistake on their part. Or in the morning at Fajr time, they ate, or even after Fajr. For example, someone, he gets up late in the morning, he misses Fajr, but he doesn't realize that he has missed Fajr, or he does not realize that the time for Fajr has already entered. He doesn't realize it. He's thinking that he still has time. So he drinks or he eats something, and then he goes and looks at the clock, and you know, he realizes that the time has already started. So this is the case of someone who breaks their fast by mistake. The question is, does such a person have to make up for that day or not? The vast majority of the scholars, they say that he has to make up for that day. He has to make up for that day. And their justification is that such a person, he had the ability to avoid making this mistake. So, for example, close to Maghrib, if, for example, it's cloudy and he's thinking that the sun has set, he could have waited until he was sure. So the majority of scholars, this is their justification, that the one who breaks their fast out of forgetfulness, that was not in their hands, whereas the one who breaks their fast through such a mistake, it was in their hands. So this is why they have to make up for that day. And then now the Shaykh, he refutes this justification. And so we said earlier, Ibn Taymiyyah is of the view that such a person who breaks their fast by mistake, such as in this scenario, he does not have to make up for that day. He does not have to make up for that day. Obviously, we're talking about a person who, you know, he thinks that it is time to break the fast, or he believes that it is permissible for him to eat at this point in time, whether it be at the end of the day or in the beginning of the day. He believes that it's okay for him to eat. He is not eating or drinking while knowing with certainty that he is not allowed to eat or drink at this time. So we're not talking about someone who intentionally he eats or drinks when he knows that he's not allowed to at this time. We're not talking about this person. This person, he's committing a sin. He is sinful for intentionally eating or drinking at a time when he knows that he's not allowed to eat or drink. But we're talking about someone who he doesn't know. Rather, he thinks that it is okay for him to eat or drink at this time, whether it be right before sunset or in the morning at the time of Fajr, when Fajr has already entered. So the Shaykh is of the view that such a person, he does not have to make up for this day. And now he gives his justification for that and his arguments. And so he mentions that this differentiation that the scholars have made, differentiating between the one who breaks his fast out of forgetfulness and the one who breaks his fast through such a mistake, he's saying this differentiation has no value. They should not have made such a differentiation between the two. And so he says that the sunnah is for the fasting person to break his fast as soon as Maghrib time has come in. So you cannot tell him, okay, it's cloudy outside, delay it. You know, make sure that night has come in and then break your fast. The same thing with suhoor in the morning. The sunnah is to delay it until right before the time of Fajr, and not to, you know, eat early on. And so he says, as for if there are clouds outside and it's very cloudy and dark right at the time of sunset, if you tell such a person, okay, wait until night settles in and you're sure now it's night, then how about his Salat al-Maghrib? The sunnah with regards to Maghrib is to pray it right away, not to delay it until it becomes dark because perhaps the time of Isha will settle in. Now, all of this discussion that Ibn Taymiyyah, he goes deep into this discussion regarding the timings of Maghrib and Isha and Fajr as well. He delves into this this topic, keeping in mind that in their day and age, in those days, they did not have the calendars that we have today that give us the precise times of each salah, including the time of sunset and so on and so forth. And so in this day and age, we do not rely anymore on looking at the sun setting or looking outside to see when it becomes so dark that it is now the time of Isha or any of the salawat, but rather we rely on these calendars that we have in our hands. And so this discussion of the Shaykh is in the case where you don't have these calendars and you have to rely on your sight and, you know, what you see out there with regards to the position of the sun. And so that's what the Shaykh, he talks about here. And, you know, he talks about the issue of when it's cloudy outside, what should a person do? And he mentions a hadith. He mentions a hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this happened to him, where it was a very cloudy day, and at the time of sunset, he broke his fast. He broke his fast, and then after some time, the clouds parted, and they realized that the sun has not set as of yet. So, what did they do? So the Sahabi who narrated the hadith, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not order them to make up for that day. He did not order them to make up for that day. And so based on this hadith, a person who breaks their fast through such an honest mistake, there's nothing upon him. And so such a person is no different to the one who breaks his fast out of forgetfulness. And the Shaykh, he goes on, like I said, talking about the different salah times, basically refuting the position held by the majority of scholars who say that such a person should make up for that day because he had the ability, to break his fast once he was certain that the sun had set, and that is by waiting until it becomes completely dark. So the Shaykh refutes this by basically mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put that responsibility upon us to, you know, make sure to such a degree like that, but rather we go by assumption. In this case, when we're unsure, we go based on what our assumption is. And so, if we assume that the sun has set, and that assumption is strong, even though it's not 100% certainty, but rather it's a strong assumption that the sun has set, then we should break our fast. And this is, like I said, in the case where it's cloudy. Now, nowadays we have You know, we have the salah times on our phones and our apps. And this same thing can happen where perhaps the adhan goes off on your phone, and you know, you break your fast based on that assumption that, okay, you know, the sun has set. But then you're breaking your fast with a friend, for example, and it so happens that your friend's phone, the adhan goes after 2 minutes. So here you're faced with this dilemma now. And so when you both check your phones, you realize that, you know, there's a difference. And after, you know, after investigation, you find out that you broke your fast early. You come to that conclusion. So this is no different than our situation here that we're talking about, that the Sheikh mentioned here. And so if it's if you broke your fast on that assumption that, you know, the time has come for al-Maghrib, then there is nothing upon you. There's no fault upon you for that. And you don't have to make up for that date based on what Ibn Taymiyyah is saying. Based on the view of the majority of scholars, you have to make up for that day. You actually have to make up for that day. And so many scholars, they say, because there is this difference, because there is this difference of opinion, the safer thing to do is to make up for that day. That's what many scholars nowadays, they say. They say that even though Ibn Taymiyyah has this view that you don't have to make up for that day, to be on the safer side, just make up for that day. You know, making up for that day is not too difficult. It could be done any time from this Ramadan until the next. After that, the Sheikh also mentions the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمُ الْخَيْطُ الْأَبْيَضُ مِنَ الْخَيْطِ الْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ الْفَجْرُ. Eat and drink until you can tell clearly between the black thread and the white thread. Meaning, until Fajr, until dawn, when the light starts to come out, and so you're able to see things, meaning that the time of Fajr has started. The time of Fajr has started. So this is an explicit ayah in the Quran telling us that we're supposed to stop eating and drinking once the time of Fajr starts. And so Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions this ayah, and he says that this verse, along with the hadith that we mentioned, proves that a person is allowed to eat and drink until he has assumed that this is now the time that I have to stop eating and drinking. And so it's an assumption in the end of the day. It's an assumption in the end of the day, and a strong assumption. When you see, you know, the light of Fajr, you realize that that's it. Now you have to stop eating and drinking. And so what the Shaykh mentions here is basically that you know this issue of certainty versus doubt. This issue of certainty versus doubt. And so Ibn Taymiyyah is of the view that when there is no 100% certainty, when there is no 100% certainty of something, we can use a strong assumption And that strong assumption takes the place of certainty, takes the same ruling as certainty. So in this discussion concerning breaking the fast, if you thought that it is the time of Maghrib, and it's a strong assumption that you had, you know, it's not out of carelessness, because some people, you know, they're careless with regards to the timings of Salah, or with regards to breaking the fast. They're careless, you know, they don't ascertain, is it now time for Maghrib or not? Likewise, in the morning, at Fajr time, some people, the time of Fajr has started, but they continue to eat and drink because they're careless. And it's not because, you know, they have ascertained the time and, you know, they found out, no, I still have a few minutes. No, they're careless and reckless. We're not talking about that. We're talking about using a strong assumption based on what you have investigated, and you think, okay, now it is time to break the fast. So Ibn Taymiyyah is of the view that a strong assumption like that is no different than a 100% certainty. And this is why he says that such a person does not have to make up for that day, because he is no different than a person who broke his fast, being certain 100% that this is the time to break the fast right now. And so this is what the Shaykh mentions here. And after this, he goes on to, this is where he ends this discussion concerning the one who breaks their fast out of forgetfulness or by mistake. And we mentioned previously that this book, The Nature of Fasting of Ibn Taymiyyah, is on the various things that break one's fast. This book is on the various things that break one's fast. And so until now, the Shaykh has only touched on a few things that break the fast. He began by talking about eating, drinking, sexual intercourse, menstrual blood of women, how these things unanimously, by unanimous agreement of the scholars, these things break the fast. And then he touched upon, he started talking about those things where the scholars differed. Does it break the fast or does it not? And so he talked about vomiting, he talked about hijama, cupping, and he spoke about wet dreams. And then he kind of went on a tangent here, talking about breaking the fast out of forgetfulness or by mistake. And now after this, he's going to come back to list the other things that break one's fast. So insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next session, we're going to start from here, where the Shaykh goes on to talk about certain things that enter the body. Certain things that enter the body. Do they break the fast or do they not? And these are things that enter the body from other than the mouth or the nose. So insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next session, we will start from here bi-idhnillah. So this is where we will stop for today, insha'Allah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.